All right, let's go back to our Tuesday ritual. I've missed speaking to Russell Setright, our favourite naturopath. He's on the line. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, good morning.
Good to hear from you. Now, I mean, I've been on 3 weeks leave, done a bit of physical activity, building a few things in the backyard, and all within council approval, of course. I hope no one's listening. Send the drone over the backyard. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. It's amazing what just a couple of weeks off, even if you're not travelling, just downtime can do for your physical and your mental health.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing. I spoke to someone today and the same thing. He said, gee, my money earning is down. I feel really bad about that, but I don't know how I'm coping. I've got 5 kids at home. He said, that's really hard, but it's changed everything. And when we come out of this, I'll have a different perspective about how I look at the kids, how I need to help around the place and what's more important. I think there will be a lot of changes. People re-look at their lives and say, maybe I need to do more of this and less of that. And I think that's going to happen.
I think so, yeah. Social distancing is a part of all of it. But one of the positive aspects, there's plenty of negative aspects of keeping distance with other humans, I know that, but one of the positive aspects seems to be, at least from a medical point of view, that if my reading is correct, Russell, and you'll confirm or deny this, that the uptake of the traditional flu by this time of the year is way down on what it would normally be, and some other communicable diseases are showing far fewer presentations in GP surgeries and hospital emergency rooms than would otherwise have been the case by this time in any other given year.
Absolutely, quite dramatically different. We've got to realise too that if you're not going to contact anybody, you're not going to catch anything. If you sit on the middle of Ayers Rock, and that's where you stay for a month.
Well, you can't do that anymore, Russell. That's banned.
Oh, sorry. I've got my certificate to say I went up there. So if you pretend you're sitting on Ayers Rock, you're not going to get anything. So the flu is transmitted the same way as COVID, which is really a flu, is transmitted the same way. So if we're keeping that social distancing, cleaning our hands, doing all those things, we're not getting the case of flu. And we've got to realise there have been, this will shock people, there have been around 7,000 cases of flu in Australia so far, but it dropped off dramatically when they put in their restriction. So we were heading for a decent flu season, and flu in Australia can kill up to 3,000 people a year. So, you know, let's not treat this lightly, because when we're coming back on deck again, we're moving straight into flu season.
Winter.
We don't want to be having hundreds of people dying from the flu. So keep up the social distancing as best you can. Keep up the hand cleaning and keep your nutrition up. Look, I saw a funny one today, Michael. It was a negative on vitamin D. Not a negative. They came out and said it doesn't work for curing COVID-19. Well, there'd been no studies yet. It's only been around for a few months. So no one's been able to do clinical studies. And they said, the studies on it fixing disease of respiratory system mainly were about third world countries where they don't get a lot to eat. And, of course, people in developed countries do much better. And I thought, well, that's not true. And then they came back and said, well, there is evidence to say it does help with respiratory infections, so everyone should take a vitamin D, but don't overdose. And I thought, well, no one does, just follow the directions on the bottle. And I read this thing and I thought, they've contradicted themselves 3 times in their one article. I mean, it's amazing. The thing is, we do need to eat well. We do need to get our vitamin C, our vitamin D, up to the levels that are supposed to be there that the health department recommends. No one's saying get vitamin D up to a level that's not recommended by all of the health experts. And they've all agreed that when it's low, we need to get it up. So we've got to do this. I know, Michael, you wanted to ask me about a game with the fruit and veggies that people are eating.
Well, yes, I was going to ask you that, because I spoke to somebody yesterday. There's a new campaign launched that you know about, I think government and so the AusVeg and all these other interested parties getting together, and they're finally picking up on the stats you've been telling me for about a decade, and that is that only about 7% of Australian adults and 5% of our children actually eat the recommended daily dose of fresh vegetables, which is really basically inexcusable, because they're not that expensive. They're grown in abundance in this country, and they're readily available. It's simply us being lazy.
It is, and also you've got to change tastes. This is one of the big things. And you've got to change the taste of your kids. Kids do not eat veggies. Now, all mums and dads out there, I guarantee there's a lot of head nodding. There'll be the odd one that says, oh, my child did. Well, great. Write a book and teach us all how to do it. Because I've had six kids, and I encouraged like mad. They would hide it. They'd spit it out. They'd pretend they were sick. Anything. You know, that if you say, I've got a broccoli sandwich, it was not something they were looking forward to.
No, well, as an adult, I don't think I'd be going for the broccoli sandwich either. Right? Yes, your tastes are far more mature than the average person, I think, in that respect. Tell me, diabetes. Now, that's again in the news, but two potential things to look at here: one, fibre; the other, dairy.
Yeah, that was an interesting one, and that dairy study had 190,000 people over 9 years. So we've got to listen to it. That's
a lot of people
over a lot of time, where they've been all filling out their diary, then they put it all together, and they found that those that had dairy regularly, each day, a couple of serves a day, so we're not saying overdosing, had a dramatic decline in cancers, diabetes, and across the board, even live longer. So, you know, we're looking at these things and seeing the studies, it seems that dairy is part of a good diet. I enjoy my cheese, so I'm quite happy about that one. I don't drink milk by the glass, but I do have some dairy in my cheese, and I enjoy that. And I think that they mention cheese and milk and those types of things. And I think that the evidence is there from this big study and following other studies that we should include some dairy in our everyday diets.
And the fibre aspect of this?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Now, here we go with the fruit and veggies again. Fibre's very... And what we're seeing is a dramatic drop in diabetes, and everyone would have heard on the news just lately how devastating other diseases are linked to diabetes. I mean, your chances of dying from COVID-19 are increased dramatically. Mm. Heart disease, certain cancers, it just... shortened length of life, it's quite dramatic. So I think we really need to look at trying to keep our blood sugars under control, and that's eating more fibre, eating more veggies. And they did say in this study, one of the big problems we've got is processed food.
Yes.
You know, we're having too much of the processed food, and it's overcoming the goodness that we're getting out of the fibres.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's something we've spoken about a lot. Now, before you go, silencing snoring. Yes, what's the silver bullet, Russell?
Well, there's a few things. I wish there was a silver bullet, and I think you've got to be very careful how you say this too. I'm sure my wife never snores.
No. She's not so sure that you don't, though.
Oh, no. But, you know, the worst thing you can do is go accusing someone of snoring, because they'll always come back, no, it's not me, it's you. But the thing is, there are a couple of little things. If you're drinking alcohol, that affects, it relaxes the throat and makes it more easy to snore. So drinking alcohol before bed, which, you know, a glass of wine with your meal, I enjoy, and a lot of people do. But don't have it close to bedtime. That can really make a difference, and don't follow up with another couple. So the bedtime toddy is probably not a good idea. Relaxing medications. Now, some people are taking things like Valiums and sleeping tablets. They will increase the risk of snoring because they relax everything.
Okay.
And they're things that you shouldn't do. If you're overweight, bang. That increases the risk of snoring quite a lot because it has pressure on the neck muscles. Rinsing the nose out with salt water. Now, I've talked about this for years. Some of the time, you've got to turn up the music so no one can hear. When you're in the bath and you're having a shower, get a little glass, nice warm water, and put a couple of teaspoons of salt in it, shake it up, and then suck it up the nose and blow it out. You know, a bit messy, a bit yucky. But you really can clean that sinus out, and you'll find it's good because it dries it out, it kills bacteria, it's natural, it's not going to hurt you, and you'll find that that will give you a good night's sleep as well, a good way of doing it. But don't use those drying pump medications up the nose. They become addictive. But the cleaning out with the salt water you can do every night, The other one is sleeping on your side mm-hmm. and elevate the bed. Don't sleep on your back. That's a sleeping on your back. That's a real goner. You're going to snore, absolutely for sure. And if you're still having problems or your partner tells you that you seem to be stopping breathing a bit and taking a big snore, get checked out with sleep apnea because that can be a problem. And sometimes you need pressurized breathing with this little mask can help you. You can get that checked at a sleep apnea clinic. If you get all those things under control, it can make a huge difference in your daytime life.
Some very, very good advice, Russell. As always, great to talk to you. Thank you. I'll chat to you about the same time next week, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good night and look after yourselves, everybody.
You too. Thanks, Russell. Russell Setright, our favourite naturopath.